everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we're here live at the Commerce. Let's hear it for the Commerce, everybody. Yes. What a great event. Everybody out there, a complete degenerate like myself. All right, Josh Rubenstein is with us from Channel 2.
Yes, sir.
And he'll have all the hurricane updates throughout the weekend, right?
Yeah, all weekend long. I'm right on top of it.
Yes. Now, this is going to enter as a Category 3, you think?
Category 3 by Monday night.
Oh, Bobo.
Tuesday morning. It's not good right now.
Now, you know what? Anybody that gets caught in this hurricane, F them. Because they now have... They have 4 or 5 days warning. They've lived through Katrina. They know what's coming. If you want to sit there in New Orleans or in Mississippi, wherever the hell you are, and you've been told to get out, like if somebody said to you, Josh, you and your family out in the San Fernando Valley, I don't know where you live, but in 4 days from now, we're going to have a 7.8 earthquake.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here.
Shame on me. The wheels would be turning. I would be gone.
Yeah, you'd be gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, absolutely. So if you get caught in this hurricane, it is, you know, you should get nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, joining us from the John and Jeff Show, everybody. John and Jeff, nice to see you, fellas.
What's up? What's up, Timmy?
Yes.
How you doing, guys?
Yes, look at you guys.
What a crowd.
Yeah, it's a good time out here.
Yeah.
And now you guys are on vacation?
Yeah, we started tonight, so we're going to do a little partying with you tonight.
Good. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, now I have something to ask you, and I want to get your opinions, the two of you. There was a tragic accident in Eagle Rock, and I hate to bring the crowd down, but there was some street racing going on, right? And there was two cars, racing along the street, I guess at Colorado Boulevard there, and one of the cars crashed and three people died. And now what they're going to do is hold the other guy who was in the other car accountable for these deaths. In my opinion, if you engage in street racing, you get what you deserve. It's not that guy's fault. It's your fault. Like, if you're racing, you're running down Ventura Boulevard, and a guy races up next to you, mm-hmm. and you decide to engage him, and you get in a race with him, whatever happens to you is your fault, not that guy's fault.
Right, but I think you're an accomplice to a crime.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you're involved in the crime, but you didn't get hurt, but that doesn't mean you're not accountable or responsible.
Ah, Jeff, what do you got?
You deserve it.
Right.
Straight up.
We're tough on crime on the third shift.
Yeah. I don't know if you deserve it, but...
We're tough on crime, man.
But I think if, it's one of those guys, like, if you smoke cigarettes your whole life, and then you sue the tobacco companies at the end of life, that's what you deserve. You know, you smoke your whole life, you get cancer, you die. That's the price you pay for smoking.
I agree with you. I mean, if you inhale fumes and smoke and exhaust, and then you sue someone, well, you're just stupid.
It's on you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what are you guys doing for vacation there?
You know, who cares about that? Lena Wynn from KCAL 9 is here.
Yes.
Wow.
Look at Lena Wynn.
Very attractive.
Sitting next to Mike Nelson down there.
You know what's interesting is...
We're just waiting for Lena Wynn to get knocked out. Get it knocked out already.
She won't. Let's going to go the long distance.
You know, I can tell she's very focused. Very, very focused woman there. And more attractive in person than on television. Usually it's the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing against Josh Rubenstein.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Now, Josh Rubenstein works for CBS and KCAL. Mostly for CBS, though, right? Mostly
KCAL, actually.
KCAL.
CBS at 11 and the rest is KCAL.
It is the station to turn to whenever there's a high-speed chase because occasionally you get two angles.
You get
like two angles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get up close on Channel 2.
Sky 9-1 and Sky 9-2.
Exactly. You got two guys covering it. But you guys started a trend in Los Angeles that has taken off across the country. And I think Fox is even duplicating you guys, where you hire the most attractive women to bring us the news. Because if you're going to be like a smart woman, and there's two smart women in the, in the director's booth, and they're both auditioning for a job, you might as well hire the attractive woman as opposed to the unattractive woman.
Why not?
Right. But it's really taken off like gangbusters.
Really?
You see all these other stations duplicating it as well.
Well, and then you get someone like Lena, you know?
Right.
She's got the good, she's good looking, and she's smart.
Yeah, no, Lena Wynn is
and she's
fantastic.
Been with KCAL for at least 10 years.
12 years. We've joined up like within months of each other.
All right, in your opinion, and we'll ask the audience as well, who is, and you can't say,
No,
Josh, don't BS this. Get another couple drinks and Josh. We need an honest answer out of this guy. In your opinion, and we might, hold back on you because you got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
who is the most attractive woman in news? All right, now do not call us up with three or four choices. One choice, the most attractive woman in news, whether it's Lena Wynn, whether it's Jackie Johnson, whether it's McCarty. What was her name?
McClarty,
yeah.
Christina.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's start with John here from the John and Jeff Show.
Well,
one
you know,
name.
You know I'm biased, so, I mean, geez. I'm looking at Lena Wynn, and I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be...
pressure.
I'm going to pick two, and they're tied. It's Mia Lee and Lena Wynn, the hottest news anchors
well done.
In Los Angeles. And not because Lena is here, but I've been on the air for 10 years
he's
talking about this, so...
Right.
Yeah.
All right, and somewhat of a bias, too, because this man loves Asian women.
That is true. That is true.
And you have a great line, by the way. I heard you on the air the other night. When somebody says, how long have you been into Asian women? In your response, how long have you been into your fat wife?
Exactly. When someone says to me, I didn't know you liked Asian women, my response is, wow, I didn't know you like obese women. So, you know, right. Very uncomfortable moment.
All right, Jeff, the most attractive.
Jackie Johnson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hands down, huh?
Solid.
All right. Now, when you see Jackie Johnson on the air, are you ever looking at the numbers?
No.
I don't think I am either.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the forecast is.
You know,
yeah,
Jackie,
I'm paying attention to our forecast every single time.
Jackie Johnson could be terrible in Louisiana because they'd be staring at her. Oh, there's a category. What coming where? Oh, I'm just looking at what she's wearing.
What, huh?
And all of a sudden, bang, the hurricane hits and 10,000 people die. All right, look at this. Glenn Walker, everybody.
Hi,
nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you.
From Channel 2 and Channel 9, the whole CBS crew is here. And you got thrown out already, huh?
I got thrown out. Actually, I just showed up. Jody and I had dinner with her parents for her birthday.
Wow, look at you.
Steakhouse. Oh, but I tell you, I almost did a U-turn on the freeway.
What happened?
Well, we were driving here, and I heard you say, get everybody's attention. The bar's now closed. I mean, I damn near slammed on the brakes on the freeway and said, we're not going.
All right, so you didn't play at all?
No.
All right, Glenn Walker, a major stud. I'm going to ask John and Jeff right now, and it's an uncomfortable question, but in a heterosexual way, I'm going to ask the two of you. How old do you think Glenn Walker is? John.
I would say Glenn Walker is about 39.
39. Jeff.
39. 38.
38.
He
very
loves
close.
Playing this game.
51.
51.
In November.
In November.
What?
Don't make me older than I am.
50 effing okay. 1 in November. This guy's 51. I look like his grandfather.
He does resemble one of the Beach Boys.
Yes.
He's got that Beach Boy look.
I know. He's gonna be working. It's the Dick Clark of news. All right. Now, Glenn,
yes.
Don't BS us here. I know
okay.
You've had a few drinks.
Okay.
And I think your lovely girlfriend is with us.
Yeah,
oh,
Jody's
yes.
Here.
Jody, nice to see you.
Your old high school classmate.
The most attractive woman in the news business.
That's a loaded question, man.
Come on.
Yeah,
and don't answer. Every year we ask you this, you go, Katie yeah. Couric, Katie Couric, Katie Couric. Who else besides
no.
Katie Couric?
Most attractive.
Come on, Glenny.
That's a toss-up.
And I know Jody's here. I know Lena Wynn's here.
They're all like my sisters, the ones I work with.
Get out of here, Glenn.
But,
play since you got no balls.
But
come on.
When I'm in the field, the ones people always ask me about are Jackie.
Right.
Sharon Tay and Lena.
And Lena, is that
that's
right?
That's what I always ask them.
No
that's
Mia Lee? No
yeah.
Mia Lee?
I think everybody thinks we carry them in our van, you know?
I know.
Hey, is Jackie with you? Like, she's
yeah.
out with us everywhere we go.
Yeah, doesn't work that way.
All right, Josh Rubenstein, the most attractive. Who do people ask about the most?
I'm going to say that Jackie Johnson is at the top of everybody, what everybody asks.
Right.
And then Lena, and then Mia. I think that's our top, the top three. And we're getting some Christina McClarty's.
Yeah, Christina McClarty.
You know what's weird? We're dinner a couple of weeks ago with a couple of Jody's friends and her husbands, and I hadn't met these guys before. God, this one guy, he's like just going on and on about Jackie right in front of his wife, like this unabashed love for it. I'm just going like, whoa.
You couldn't do that.
Back
huh?
off, guy. Not inviting this guy into the studio.
Melissa, all right. Melissa yeah. McCarty looks, also.
Is, yes.
Yeah.
Who I heard is a lunatic. Is that right?
No.
No? All right. All right. She's pretty cool, though. Oh, that's right. She's your roommate. Oh, that's where I heard she was a lunatic. All right, the most attractive woman, and don't come up with three or four, one chick in show business, I'm sorry, in local news, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Pete in Hawthorne on line one. You're on 97.1.
Hey, glad to be able to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you, I thought Mia Lee was right up there. Jackie Johnson as a knockout, but I'm sorry, Lauren Sanchez is hands down my favorite.
All right, I can't hear what you're saying. Is there any way to...
He said Sharon Tate is
headphones on.
Lauren Sanchez. You can't hear me?
Oh, Lauren Sanchez? I think her name is Laura, isn't it?
Lauren. Yeah.
Lauren Sanchez? What is she on?
Yeah, Lauren.
What channel is she on?
She was on
Fox 11 or 13.
13? She was on 13 for a while.
13 does news?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
What do they do?
No, they do something from 11 to midnight, but it's not news.
13 is like USA Today of news, right? They show you graphs for everything. All right, here's...
more like the page six of news.
I thought it was news.
All right, Pete, thanks for calling. Who the hell watches Channel 13 News? Is there anybody
obviously
out there?
You don't.
When's the last time you saw it? Man, did you see that goddamn newscast last night? Channel 13 is unbelievable.
they just rocked last night, didn't they?
Nobody watches Channel 13. Nobody.
It's right after wrestling.
Yeah, you watch Channel 9. Whenever there's an earthquake during the day, I flip on Channel 9 immediately. Because you guys are usually on anyway, you know, doing news. And or the best case scenario is that an earthquake happens at like 5 or 6 a.m. when Ken Shocknick is on the air. And he can also, you know, he can panic and get under the desk and tell the...
It never fails. Whenever we get any kind of earthquake, all on the websites, that video pops up again. The classic Ken Shocknick video.
The first jokes.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be ashamed of it at all.
You know what? He's a pro. And takes it. He just takes it. He keeps going
He's the earthquake guy, and Chuck Henry's the... when there's a fire, the burning vans.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. That's right. Yeah, Chuck Henry is the burning vans guy. But they also send somebody out to, you know, anytime there's like a drizzle, they send somebody out on the streets to do a report, a live report.
Yeah.
Now, Josh Rubenstein is with us. You're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Drizzle, not so newsworthy there.
No, drizzle, nobody does anything.
Right. You don't even mention it.
No, and that's what I get from everywhere. You know, you go anywhere else in the country, and they make fun of us because, of course, a little schwitz on the street, and everybody, you know, gets bent out of shape.
I remember, I don't know what nursery it was out in Malibu, maybe you would know, where there was a flood that came through. It was like they wiped out a couple of plants.
Cosentino's?
Yeah, Cosentino's, right. Yeah. Yeah, look at Glenn Walker, man. Look at him with those references.
Mr. L.A.
Yeah, look at you. How long have you been in L.A.? Your whole life?
First time, 90 to 95, this time for six consecutive years.
All
six and a half in New York in between.
All right, now I got to ask you an uncomfortable question.
the hottest anchor is not the uncomfortable question of the night.
No, it's going to even be more uncomfortable. When are you and Jody getting married?
Yeah.
When are we getting married?
Yeah. How about that for an uncomfortable question?
Well, she's got a big ring.
She's got the
rock.
She's got the ring.
Wait, she does have the ring?
Yeah. Check
Wait
it
a
out.
Minute. Are you engaged?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Oh, that's mazel tov. Fantastic. Look at you. Oh, that is great. I've known Jody for probably since I was in like fourth or fifth grade, and her sister as well. And look at this. The ring that this guy bought has got to be $70,000. Holy Christ.
And he's the weekend anchor. It's not majors we're talking about now, you know?
Jesus, man, oh, man. And I also, Glenn Walker, you know, you probably won't talk about it on the air, but those aren't blood diamonds. It's a fake diamond because you didn't want anyone killed in getting Jody her perfect ring.
Well, of course, you know, you got to be careful out there.
When did you ask, now, Glenn Walker, this is major news here. You're about to get married, is that right?
Probably sometime next year.
And how did you get engaged? How did you ask her the whole deal? I sound like a woman.
We were set up by one of our salespeople, Nancy Caldwell, who's a friend of hers.
Right.
Their kids played Little League ball together.
Here, let's pull this mic out here. You can hold it.
Okay, just pull it out.
There you go.
That's easier.
There you go.
Okay, and then I'll just go like this one. John, okay.
All right, so...
So anyway, so I guess about a year ago, a little over a year ago, we had met for a drink at La Loggia.
Right.
And as it turned out, ended up having dinner and saw her the next night. Then she went to Palm Springs with her kids for about a week. We had 10 days, so we just talked on the phone. I'd call her on the phone on the way home from work, and I'd talk to her all the way home, and it'd be like a two-hour conversation, so we kind of got to know each other. And then, so anyway, so I went back to the same restaurant and proposed there.
Wait a minute, so how long ago did you get engaged?
Was it June?
It's June of this year.
June of this year, yeah.
Wow, congratulations to the two of you.
Thanks.
All right, now where are you going to get married? You don't know?
I don't know. We're still working that out. The beach or a mountain? Who knows?
Ah, fantastic.
We'll let you know.
I love the fact that Glenn Walker is a real romantic guy. And no matter how many times you got burned in the past, you're still willing to jump in and get burned again. I love that.
Yeah, this will be the last time.
I know.
I think I can afford to do it after that.
Yeah, no, this should be the last time. I mean, you guys...
Well, you know her. It will be the last time.
You guys, both have kids that are married.
Yeah. No, we don't have kids that are married. No, we both have kids.
All right.
And the best thing is they all get along.
All right. Glenn Walker, engaged, and you don't talk about it on the air. You never bring it up on the news. And Mike Nelson, nobody ever brings it up, man, that you're engaged. It's big news in L.A.
Isn't it breaking news?
You guys are like a Hollywood couple. Look at you.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's right. I'm not living with a man anymore.
Oh, yeah. You're not living with the guy anymore.
No. Well, of course not. I'm living with her.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. See, even you two out there can change. if you just get enough religion in you.
So she's okay as a roommate?
Right. Now, are you a Jewish man?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. All right. There might be some trouble here. All right. I don't know if you discussed this, but you're going to be, your kids are going to have bar mitzvahs or bat mitzvahs. It's going to happen.
They're already past that.
Beyond that age? Yeah. Okay. All right. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. We got to take a small break here, and we have to make another announcement for the poker tournament. And what is the announcement? Anybody have any? What is it? We're going to raise the limits. All right. They're going to raise the limits. They're going to make an announcement here. John and Jeff join us. Also, Josh Rubenstein is here. Glenn Walker, recently engaged. Kerry Kasten is with us. Gina Grad. Everybody here, we're live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. Also, Glenn Walker from Channel 2 and Channel 9. I can never get that straight. And Josh Rubenstein, who handles all of the weather.
Well, so.
And
on Channel 2 and Channel 9.
Yeah, Channel 2 and Channel 9.
You know, I actually, I'm a big weather fan, and I hate to admit that because I sound like my grandfather. But it's been a pretty mild summer so far.
Oh, it's been so boring.
Yeah.
It's been awful. And it's, I always go on a tirade when everybody says you don't do anything. It's so easy to be a weather guy in L.A.
Right.
I swear to God, this whole summer has been nothing. It has been the same. It has been between 82 and 86 all summer long. Clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 105 in Lancaster.
But why don't it, listen, this has been a tough one. If it's going to be 82, partly cloudy in the morning, and it'll get down to the 60s in the evening, why don't you run best of?
Some of my best forecasts. You remember this one. We had 4 inches of rain and mudslides.
Right. Why don't you do that?
That sounds like a good idea.
It's a great idea. It's like a flashback to when we had weather.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You'll remember the snow we had in the valley in 1954.
But it brings them back to, oh, yeah.
Oh, we did have weather once.
You got to watch Channel 9 because they do best of every night.
Well, see, and I just get excited when it goes up to 87.
Right.
Now I'm like, oh, my God, it's 87 today. It went up a degree.
Yeah, but weather guys in L.A., like Josh, have one phenomenon you don't deal with in other cities is, you got in the valleys one temperature and it's 25 degrees cooler at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
30 degrees spread.
Else out in San Bernardino, I mean, other cities, they don't deal with that. It's all the same kind of all over.
Yeah.
You've got different weather in different parts of the town.
Yeah. I live in the San Fernando Valley in the Tarzana Woodland Hills area. And occasionally, I throw my daughter in the car. I put her in the car. Jesus Christ. I just said a figure of speech. But I put her in the car and we drive to Ventura. And it could be 110 in Tarzana. And it's 75 degrees in Ventura. I'm thinking to myself, why the F do people live in the San Fernando Valley?
Yeah.
And yet you moved there.
I just moved there in your neighborhood.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, I got a swimming pool.
Oh, I see. All right. You can enjoy
We just had this conversation. Lived in Redondo Beach all that time. I had to leave so early to get to work that I couldn't enjoy the beach. I got a better tan now than I've had in 5 years.
Yeah, you're looking good.
So, Glenn had a guy roommate, and he moved for a girl. That's just what it is.
And that's healthy.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
I always felt bad that we busted your balls on that. That you had a guy roommate. Because I know you have kids and stuff, and the kids, you want your kids to tease you when they're on their playground and stuff like that. But I always thought, like, guys like you, I mean, I know you're going to laugh at this and tell me I'm full of ass, but I know because of somebody who works at CBS. I know you guys each earn $4 million a year. See, I knew it. See, I knew that was going to be the reaction.
And that's just the first quarter.
Yeah, I really. I know. You guys always say, you know, like, oh, I'm broke. I only earn $200,000. But you guys are both earning $4 million a year.
Well,
I know that.
Well, you know, over 40 years. You know what? Now, Paul Majors, you know what he says after he gets his first paycheck?
No.
Well, it takes care of FICA.
That's classic. All right, John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. These guys are on vacation already.
Yeah, day one.
Yeah, we're going to take some more phone calls here. The hottest chick in all of news, local news, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jim in Oxnard on line four. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, look at you, man.
Hey, nice to see you, dude.
Look at you. This is radio.
Yeah. Hey, actually, I'm quite a boob man.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
So I like Sam Rubin myself.
Okay. Oh. All right. Very good. Thank you for calling. And, you know, he calls us occasionally. He pretends like he's drunk and high, but he really runs IBM.
He's
the head of IBM. Fortune 500.
He's an engineer at Boeing.
Right, exactly. He pretends to be low-end and, you know, bring our audience down to, you know, cavemen.
I thought of somebody.
Who?
I don't want to get in trouble for saying it, and it's another station.
Oh.
She does the morning traffic, now does the weather sometimes on KTLA.
Oh, you know, I saw her the other day. Yeah, I saw her the other day.
Very attractive woman. She does a good job.
Yeah, she is very attractive.
And she actually won that job on the contest.
Yeah. And KTLA has taken a page out of KCAL and CBS by hiring hot chicks. Now, if you know, that is absolutely true. I know you guys can, you know, deny that that's going on. But there's nobody that looks like Candy Crowley that works over at Channel 9.
You know what?
You don't have your Candy Crawler.
You are correct.
That's true.
And a really awkward name for a woman who weighs 400 pounds.
Well, Candy might have. Might have something to do with that.
Steak.
Yeah. Stacy
Steak. Lots of butter.
Stacy Steak, yeah.
All right, let's talk to Carrie on line two in Wildomar, wherever that is.
Wildomar, yeah. It's actually out by Temecula.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome to California. What do you got?
Actually, my vote has to go for Jillian.
Oh,
Jillian Barbie?
I was wondering why I didn't see her name on the list.
I could barely hear you. But, yeah, she's lost a lot of weight. She's been on one of those weight deals, right?
Well, she had a baby.
Oh, she had a baby.
She got married. She had married
Steve,
and had a baby.
Steve, can you please hang up on her before I drive to the station and put a knife through the board? Jillian Barbie had a baby?
She got married.
Yeah, she had a baby wife.
And had a kid.
Is that right?
And you know what, though?
Is her name still Jillian Barbie?
That's her on-air name, yeah.
Oh.
You know, some women, though, when they have a baby, they look even more beautiful. That one right there.
Yeah, Lena.
Lena's had a baby?
Two of them. She just had a second one.
Are you kidding me? She's just back from maternity.
She was always an attractive woman, but somehow being a mother, she just glows. She gives off this glow now.
Wow, John, you're right, man. That's the way to work, huh? Jesus Christ. She's had a baby.
Two of them.
Just had number two.
Twins or just...
She had a son, Dylan, a couple years ago?
A couple years ago. Now she's a girl.
Jesus Christ, man. That is the way to go. Enough of these white women, right, fellas?
Yeah, matter of fact, Josh and I basically told her to marry her husband. Remember that?
That's right.
Yes. Oh, really?
Her husband's the coolest guy ever.
I've known her husband when I was at Prime Ticket back in the 90s. He was one of our...
You doing sports?
I was doing sports. He was like a production assistant.
Yeah. Were you a big fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, the Kings, the Lakers, and...
Football and baseball for me, that's, you know,
right.
The rest of it was like a job, but I'm very passionate about football and baseball.
All right, I'm going to tell you something here, because you probably already know this.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot less football watching in Woodland Hills than there was in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, no, I got news for you. She's had Dodger season tickets for 27 years.
Yeah, you got great tickets, too.
Bubba.
Okay. Her brother is the biggest SC nut in the world.
Bubba. It's over.
No, it's not. Jody, he's trying to say that I'm going to be watching less sports living with you.
I don't think he knows.
That is not the case.
No.
Not in that house.
It's over. through the engagement, she'll have the tickets. She'll be into it. The moment you get married, she's going to be like... Kobe who?
I'm telling you, you are so wrong.
No, dude, it is completely over. Now, is your chick into sports?
No, she got into baseball because I'm a big Cubs fan. Huge Cubs fan.
All right. Well,
so I got her into it, and she loves it. And you know, she let me go to the playoffs last year. I get to go to the pennant if they make it, and the World Series this year.
You get to go?
Yeah. Permission slip? Like
I've been married. I've married 8 years. I mean,
so you're gonna take out a second mortgage for those tickets?
Basically, yeah.
I get to go.
I get to go.
If I'm good.
Do you know what it took to get out tonight?
No. Well, Frankie Renzulli, a friend of mine in the Valley, he said before you're married and you have kids, before you have kids, the front door looks like barn doors. Or like, you know, doors to an airplane hangar. Very easy to get out. Once you have kids, it's a mouse hole. You can never slide through there.
It's so true.
I know. What's she doing?
Hey, honey,
kids?
I'm going to Commerce for a poker tournament.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No, Tim, I swear. I come always. For one thing, she's got two boys, 18 and 14.
Right.
So it's, you know, trust me, I got plenty of, if she wasn't a sports fan, I'd have the other two guys, but fortunately, they're all sports fans.
All right.
I mean, that's all we talk about. We open a paper in the morning, and we're bitching about the Dodgers.
Oh, I see.
And now, she's bitching more than me.
Now, Jeff, you're a big football fan, college fan.
College football, yeah.
And your chick lets you watch this?
She goes to the games. She watches them.
Yeah. Who's your team?
Oregon Ducks.
Yeah.
Pac-10 guy. But I pull for SC.
Ducks.
Nice.
Oregon Ducks?
Oregon Ducks. But I'm a Pac-10 guy, so, you know.
You don't care who wins, then.
I like.
You bet on the game?
That's my team. Nah.
I get the price.
I want to enjoy it, Tim. I don't want to have a heart attack.
Ah, please.
I want to watch the game.
All right, Glenn, you put any money on these games?
Sometimes I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And you watch it more intently?
You know, the last time I put money on a game was actually, well, this is ridiculous. The last time I remember putting big money on a game was the year that UCLA won the national championship when Jim Herrick was a coach.
Oh, right, yeah.
So what I did is I bet on them in the semifinal. And then I rolled it over on the UConn women.
Okay.
And they were a 2.5-point favorite, and they won it by 3. And then I didn't have the guts to put it on UCLA to win it all, but they did. And I made $1,000 off that one.
Yeah. All right, but you know you're dealing with a real guy when he uses the term, I rolled it over.
Yeah, I rolled it over, yeah.
I teased it too, or rolled it over.
There you go.
Yeah. The other guys are like, no. Well, occasionally I bet my wife dinner.
I still go up to the counter in Vegas and I'm like, so what does the minus and the plus mean? Which one is the favorite?
And the guy's like, get the Christ out of here.
Can I bet $10?
I told, we were out, I know we got to take a break here real quick, but I was at Santa Anita and I was with Doug Steckland. Doug Steckland had never been to the racetrack before in his life. And he said to me, he says, how do you bet an exacta? And I said, well, they call it a yo here at the racetrack. So you go up and say 3-5, $10 yo. And that's what you tell the guy behind the counter, the teller. And he says, all right, how do you do it again? I go, you put up 10 bucks up and go 3-5 yo in the fifth. He'll know what you mean. So he goes up, puts the $10 down, 5-3 yo in the sixth. And the teller goes, yo means I in Spanish. What are you looking for? He goes, no, it's the bet. He goes, no, young man, yo means I in Spanish one more time and you're out of here. Just after with guys like that. Oh. And he comes back to the booth and he's red hot. He's so goddamn pissed off. He's been humiliated like this. All right, we got to take a small break here. John and Jeff are with us. Also, we have Glenn Walker with us from Channel 2 and Channel 9 from CBS. And also Josh Rubenstein from CBS. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Yes! We're at the Commerce Casino here, the 5 Freeway between the 710 and the 605. Come on down. A lot of people still in the tournament. A lot of people have been eliminated, including my very dear friend Lena Wynn. What happened to you, darling?
Oh, I had pocket kings.
Randy, we turn her mic up. There we go. What do you got? Okay. What you had? What?
Pocket kings.
Oh.
I've been waiting for it all night. I've been getting blackjack hands all night. 8-3, 9-2. You know.
Right.
And no one would call me, and then this sweet old man at the table, and I said, "Come on, Daddy, give me some love. Give me some love." Okay. He calls me with 8-9 suited. And he gets it straight. You know
Jesus
who he is?
Christ. Who?
He's David's father.
David Mosikian's father.
The last of the Mosikians. The house always wins.
All right. Now, you've been playing for a long time, right?
Well, not too long, but I started after I had my first child. So while breastfeeding, I would play online. That's how I learned how to play.
Wow. Look at you. Mother of the year.
In the morning.
That'd be a great picture. Breastfeeding while you're on Bodog. So you breastfeed and play at the same time?
Yes, hours on end. He's a very big baby now.
Yeah, he's a very big baby, and all three of you live in a studio apartment.
Right.
Because of the online gambling. Obviously, you've been playing for a while. What's the biggest pot you've won for the biggest, tournament? Have you gone very far?
No, I haven't played that long, but I've been hooked from day one.
I mean, because you have all the lingo down. You talk like you've been playing a long time.
You sound like Jamie Gold.
Yeah.
No. Oh, but you know what? I knocked him out earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
You knocked Jamie Gold out?
Yes, I did.
2006 World Series of Poker gets knocked out by Lena, who's... Now, were you breastfeeding at the table?
No, I wasn't.
When you knocked him out? All right, but congratulations on getting this far.
Thank you.
I can't believe you've had two children. How old are your kids?
One is 2 and 1 is 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Wait a minute. You had a kid
Get
the Christ out of here. You had a kid 6 weeks ago?
Yes.
That's impossible.
There's got to be a lot of women. Well, first of all, there's twofold. A lot of women who want to kill you, and a lot of guys that go, wait a minute, I got the short end of the stick. I'm home with the 6-week-old and the 2-year-old while my wife's playing poker.
No, my husband's working too, but... you know what? I owe it to my first child, this love of poker that I have. And I've been really lucky. I played in one of your tournaments, 2 years ago.
How'd you do?
I think I finished 6th.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Lucky.
Got an iPod and a check for $50.
I did get an iPod tonight, too.
Oh, good. All right. All right. But that is fantastic. I can't believe you had a kid 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When's the birthday? I don't believe it's 6 weeks.
July 8th.
You had a kid on July 8th?
Mm-hmm.
And this is you.
This is me, and this is me itching to play. I'm so glad you guys had this tournament. This was me. Really.
Let's continue talking about your body. How much did you weigh at the height of your pregnancy?
Almost 140.
140 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you down to? 110?
No.
105?
No. I still have 10 pounds on me. I think it's.
And is it working out? I mean, how did you do it? You got to write a book about it.
It's breastfeeding.
No, it's not breastfeeding. It's working out or something.
I haven't done any. Hey, Jamie.
Look at Jamie.
No hard feelings, right, honey?
Yeah. Lena Wynn knocked Jamie Gold out of the world.
David's money.
Oh, boy. David's money.
All right. We also have Sam Simon is with us. Nice to see you, Sammy.
Hey, well, I'm trying to make my money back from your tournament cash game.
All right. And Lena Wynn as well. Now, let's talk to Kenny here. And, Kenny, how do you pronounce your last name there, my brother?
Davidian.
Davidian. Everybody remembers this guy from the Borat movie and from when you were rolling around naked the hotel there.
Yes, that's me.
I got to be honest with you. I'm going to look you straight in the eye and tell you this.
Yes, go ahead.
I was sober when I saw the movie, and I urinated when I saw that scene.
Don't feel bad. I was straight when I started the movie.
That is one of the funniest scenes. The whole fight between you and Borat is one of the funniest scenes in all of Hollywood.
I can't concentrate. I still have the breastfeeding poker play thing in my head. And I just thought, I think, you know, you would just keep taking money out and losing it at the table if somebody was breastfeeding.
All right, now Kenny, what would you do before you were acting? Because you're not one of those guys who went through, you didn't go to acting school, went to Broadway, off-Broadway or anything.
No. I was a theater arts major in college. I have been suffering to get to where I've gotten...
Tim, why did you think he wasn't an actor?
Because you didn't. But after you left college, you didn't get into acting right away.
After I left college, the first movie I did was Albert Brooks's first directorial, That's Life, in 1972. I've been in probably, I don't know, if you IBBB, whatever it's called me, you'll find out I've been in a lot of stuff. But none of it did what Borat did.
Because you never showed your ass.
Yeah, but you got to show that ass.
Listen, if I knew that running naked would do this, I would have ran naked through the Commerce Club years ago.
Now, when you got this part, you had no idea that it was going to be this sensational, right?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't even know who Sacha Baron Cohen and Ali G was.
Right.
I just went in because I knew who Larry Charles was, and they didn't want to see me because I was an American actor. They said, we want a real foreigner. So I went in character.
Wasn't Todd Phillips originally directing that movie?
Todd Phillips was directing that movie.
Who we play poker with every week.
And apparently something happened, and Todd Phillips wasn't directing the movie anymore. So it's a, and another thing is, Sasha, it's a one-man show, and that's what Larry Charles understood. And it was, you know, I got in it because I was lucky, and it worked. No, he's doing it right now. They're doing Bruno right now.
And they threw you out of the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
F them. I'm not going to watch it.
He's too famous now.
Sounds good to me.
But
I'm in Get Smart.
I want to know how many takes did that take? How many times did you film that particular
The wrestling
scene?
In the room. No, the wrestling in the room took about a half a day. We had a choreographer. And we already knew what we wanted to do.
Were you totally nude when you were doing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Bobo.
And the running into the building, one-shot deal, baby. Can't run into too many buildings.
I heard you were asking for more takes.
No. I was asking for a shawl or a blanket. You know that thing about when it's cold and...
shrivels up?
Shrinkage.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, that happened to you, right?
Yeah. Shrinkage.
I can watch that scene over and over, and I'm laughing my ass off.
That's funny. I can
barely get through it.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I saw the first time I saw it. I was in Cannes, and we showed it in Cannes, and I just looked at it, and I turned to the head of 20th Century Fox. And I says, "Do you think I'll ever work again?" And funny enough, he said the sequel. And they're not doing a sequel. It doesn't look like, but I'm sure later on, maybe, you know, whatever happens later.
Well, they say the character is so famous now they can't do another movie.
With Borat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he's doing another movie.
He's doing the third of his trilogy. He's doing
Bruno.
No,
I meant his character. Kenny's character.
Oh, God. That's fine with me. We did get... I did a movie called Meet the Spartans where I was wearing gold lamé shorts. And the next movie was Get Smart. I was fully dressed. So I've done the gamut. I went from naked to dressed.
All right, now, Randy Wang is a big fan of the movie.
Randy what?
Randy Wang.
Randy
and,
what?
And Kenny, he loves you. And he was wondering, like, behind this curtain, if you guys could recreate the scene in the motel room.
Listen, everything can be done for cash.
Well, right,
I'll do it.
It's a matter of economics.
Let's have some fun.
You know, now I have an agent, now I'm manager. Now we got to get paid.
Well, Kenny, I can't. You know, I grew up in a very funny household.
Yes, I know.
And I don't laugh at anything, but that literally made me wet my pants.
You know, I met your dad. I met your dad and Harvey, both of them.
Yeah. Well, they've done a lot of stuff that's also made me wet my pants because I was like 6 weeks old when I did that. But that scene in that movie, I tell you, it will live on. For the rest of my life, I'll always remember that.
Thank you. Most people recognize me if I am naked. Hey,
all right, Lena Wynn, thank you for coming by. You going to stick around and play?
Oh, yeah, not for real money.
Lena Wynn, look at that. Now, is there there's like a trend going on with Channel 9 and Channel 2 where like a lot of people actually play poker or play cards. You guys play at the studio?
No, of course not. No, we sometimes go to one person's house and we'll play, you know, for a friendly game of 40, 50 bucks.
Oh, that's not bad. All right, that turns into buy-in.
Right.
Yeah, it turns into, where's that six-week-old? We could sell that kid for a couple
where's
of bucks.
Where's the breast? Yeah.
All right, and Sam Simon, now you have a foundation.
We do.
That you save animals, you raise animals, or something.
Well, we have a foundation that does so many amazing things, but one of them... And your listeners are, they've appreciated it throughout the years.
Because they're broke.
Because they're broke. That's true. That's what you like about it. But anyway, any operation your pet needs, if you go to samsimonfoundation.org, we'll do it for you.
So
you have to show low income.
All right. Lena Wynn, you guys maybe should mention this
if
on the air.
If your dog has a bad leg or has a tumor.
Yes, I do.
What do you got?
Or has a cherry eye. Or whatever it needs, forget about the vet bills. We'll do it for you.
Just go to
samsimonfoundation.org. We'll make an appointment
for you. Sam Simon has a huge place out in Malibu where he takes dogs from
That's a separate thing.
From pounds, right? And raises them and teaches them to be seeing eye dogs. Plus, he also has a van that drives around Southern California. They give free operations to dogs and cats and animals that need it.
Wow.
And he pays for the whole thing.
Because people, you know, sometimes these things are thousands of dollars.
Oh, I know.
And they have a pet
expensive.
That's suffering, and they
but
don't know
to
what
show,
to do. So
but you have
good.
To show low income.
But you have to show a pay stub.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get
from
back...
97.1.
So if you can get past the humility and the dehumanization of walking in with a burlap sack on, saying, I earn $6 an hour, please save my dog, the operation is free. Is that right?
Actually... If you wear a burlap sack, we'll do it. But you don't have to show a face.
Okay,
we do want to humiliate you.
But I got to tell you, that sounds really, really good. I mean, my wife would leave me for you.
Well, I did it to pick up chicks.
How's it working
That's
for
true.
You?
That's true. That's absolutely true. The guy did it to pick up chicks.
How's that working for you? The chick part.
Yeah, you got to pay a decent chick.
I have a girlfriend.
All right. All right, folks, we're here live at the Commerce Casino.
Thank you, Sam Simon.
Also, Kenny, pronounce your last name for everybody again.
Ken Davidian.
Davidian. Ken Davidian. Look at that. Kenny Davidian. The funniest guy in Hollywood in 2006. Did that come out or 2007?
Yes, November 2006.
2006. And I will tell you this again. I wet myself when I saw that. I can't use the P word. Yeah. And also, Lena Wynn, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Awfully nice to see you. And folks, can we turn the mic, the speakers up real loud? Folks, if you're playing here at the Commerce Casino, you're still in the tournament, I'd like to have your attention for 1 second, okay? 1 second, please. Just 1 second. This is Lena Wynn, and she had a baby 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago. How many guys out there, how many of your wives look like this when you had a six-week-old? Zero. How many would like to have their wives look like this when they have a six-week-old? 6 weeks! Oh, boom. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at the Commerce Casino, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.